Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm. So I had a call this morning with a client who has done really, really well after launching his first white paper. He launched a white paper that was downloaded, I think, almost about 1,000 times now in a matter of months. And he's got a lot of really, really good high-value contacts that have downloaded the white paper that now he's going to design an outreach strategy to connect with. But one thing that came out of the call that I wanted to share with you was he's been sending emails out to his list, you know, every couple of weeks. And initially, he's got really high open rates on his emails, about 40%, which he was saying, oh, my open rate dropped down to 40%. But I had to reassure him that's still really, really, really good, especially for a list like his, which is not small by any means. He operates in kind of a really, you know, really tight niche. So 1,000 subscribers is quite a bit. But what he was saying was that initially, his call to action in the emails was, hey, get a free consultation. You have questions, you got concerns, or if you're struggling with something, here's a free consultation. We'll get on the phone for an hour. We'll talk about blah, 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 blah. And nobody was biting. But then after we had talked, I had mentioned to him to try changing up the call to action, making it a little bit more informal. So instead of a free consultation, 1 hour, this and that, just to say, hey, if you have any questions, hit reply to this email. You know, I'd love to chat. And just make it really easy, really informal, and really drop the barriers down to having that conversation. And he said when he did that, just changing that one line in the email, everything changed. All of a sudden, people started replying. They were engaging. They were asking questions. They were having a conversation with him. And so I think there's a couple of things that we can all learn from this. First of all, let's keep in mind, the goal is conversation. Okay, in a professional services consulting context, the goal is to get a conversation, right? No one's going to buy on their own. This is not a self-serve industry. I'm not going to go to your website and then go to the checkout page, which you probably don't have, and then click purchase, and then that's the end of it. No, they have to have a conversation with you first. You've got to understand what their needs are. They've got to see that you're the expert that they need, and then maybe that'll lead to a sale. So the goal is conversation. That's the first thing. The second thing is we sometimes think that the more that we can offer in a conversation, then the more likely people will respond to it. So that's why we do things like consultations, strategy sessions, breakthrough sessions. We say, look, I'm going to give you all of this value for free. And then we expect people to just kind of jump on it. But the problem is that although there's a lot of value in that consultation, it's also a big commitment. And most people are not going to be ready to take that commitment yet. So by making that offer, you think you're putting so much value on the table and they'd be crazy not to take you up on it, which maybe is true. But at the same time, they're seeing a massive commitment. I got to spend 60 minutes talking to you. You're going to ask me all kinds of questions. And look, I don't really know if it's worth it. I don't know if you can help me. I don't know if we're there yet, right? I mean, you're asking me out on a date and it's like we just met. We haven't really talked before. So that's where a more casual call to action can be really valuable, where you know, you can get people to engage in a conversation, even if it's just on email or on LinkedIn at first, before committing to more of a higher commitment exchange. So one of the ways that I do this is I do it on email and LinkedIn. So when people join my email list, or they sign up for my free lead generation course, or I connect with them on LinkedIn, or they connect with me on LinkedIn, I try to get them into a conversation right there on that platform, on that medium, email or LinkedIn. And through that, we'll discover a couple of things. I'll discover whether they have a problem that I might be able to help with. And they'll discover, first of all, what their own problem is, which is usually an eye-opener. And secondly, that it probably is worth a conversation with me to talk about this in more detail. And then if and when it makes sense, I'll make the offer for a conversation. But that way, I'm guiding people into the conversation so they're more likely to respond. I'm also qualifying people. So if I don't think that it's going to be worth my time or theirs, frankly, then I won't even ask for the conversation. So a couple of takeaways there. First of all, always prioritize conversations. You want to get people on the phone or into a meeting as much as possible. That's where deals happen. Okay. Second of all, make it easy to get into the conversation. Don't put up all these walls, and make it such a high commitment to talk to you. Make it easy to talk to you, even if it's just for 15, 20 minutes. You can still have your consultation offer, your strategy session, your breakthrough session. You can still have that. But if that's the only way that people can talk to you, you're going to have a really, really large audience to have enough people going through that process. And if they're not going through it, the way that you can overcome that is to get them into smaller conversations, whether it's short phone conversations, email exchanges, LinkedIn exchanges, and get them to the point where they're ready for that higher commitment consultation. So with that said, if you have a question for me, you want to have a quick chat, if you're, you know, you're working on something and you're struggling and the leads aren't coming in, what you can do is send me a quick message on LinkedIn and let me know what you're struggling with, and we can have a quick exchange to see if that's something I can help you with. You can do that by going to boutiquegrowth.com/LinkedIn. That's boutiquegrowth.com/LinkedIn. That'll forward you to my personal LinkedIn profile. Connect with me there and we can talk. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.